1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Nikki Haley begins campaigning in her home state of South Carolina and Donald Trump prepares for his appearance today in the E. Jean Carroll trial, possibly, Joe Biden is gearing up for a fight against Donald Trump in November. Here's ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers with more.
For the campaign, this is the matchup that they wanted because, one, they know they've already beaten him. And two, when you are an incumbent who has poll numbers like Joe Biden right now, the best option you can probably have for a re-election battle is to make it a choice between you and another guy who is so polarizing. So they know that they can very deeply demonize a candidate like Donald Trump because Americans know him so well.
Alabama will this evening attempt to put an inmate to death using nitrogen gas, a never-before-used execution method that state claims is humane but critics say is cruel and experimental. This is ABC News. Actor Alec Baldwin now requesting a speedy trial as he faces charges of involuntary manslaughter in the deadly shooting on that New Mexico movie set, Rust. More American support for Taiwan, another U.S. delegation paying the island a visit.
Pounding the drum of maintaining support, a group from both parties, including Florida's Mario Diaz-Balart.
Among the main messages that we are bringing here today, and again, this is very simple, that the support of the United States for Taiwan is firm, it's real, and it is 100% bipartisan.
One reason for the strong support, the West's dependence on their microchips. Taiwan produces some 60% of the world's semiconductors and 90% of the most advanced ones. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And an international spat over tea. An American chemistry professor has published a book through Britain's Royal Society of Chemistry saying the perfect cup of tea needs just a pinch of salt. Tea lovers in Britain are a bit salty about that advice. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state of Wisconsin issued more than 60,000 initial professional licenses last year. That's a 38% increase over 2022. The head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services says the average review time for new licenses is down to less than 4 days. An amended version of Governor Evers' maps from the Wisconsin legislature is on its way back to the state Senate. The assembly Wednesday passed changes that would protect some Republican districts. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're open to engaging with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle on maps. If those conversations are in good faith and are going to produce a fair map, we need public input on anything in front of the legislature.
The state Supreme Court says it'll draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't do it themselves. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A week ago, the Bucks lost by 40 points to the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Last night, it was the Bucks 126-116 over the Cavs at Fiserv Forum. Damian Lillard with 28 points and was asked what went through his mind after hearing Adrian Griffin had been fired as head coach.
Like everybody else, you know, just kind of surprised by it. But I've also been around long enough to know that it's part of the business.
Joe Prunty on serving as interim head coach until a new one is officially announced.
In all of my years of doing this, It's never been about me.
College hoops, number 14th ranked Marquette down DePaul in Chicago, 86-73. The Badgers will host Michigan State at the Kohl Center tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers fired their strength and conditioning coach, Chris Gizzy, after five seasons. Gizzy was the linebacker for the Pack who carried the U.S. flag onto the field the first game after 9/11. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's going to be kind of a messy day today. Cloudy, foggy with some rain, maybe a little freezing rain, even a few snowflakes at times. Our high 35 this afternoon, the wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, more of the same, some rain, some snow, some freezing rain, foggy down to 32. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two here, Mino and the Mayor. 33 degrees in Green Bay, 34 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. We're just talking about that with my boy Sparky about all the different things that they unfortunately have to go to after calamity has happened at your home. And one of the best ways to prevent that, obviously, is by, you know, having the real people do your electrical and be careful with all those things and overheating some of those power strips, those kinds of things. But Midwest Restoration, unfortunately, they see that stuff on a regular basis because that's what they do. If you have damage, if you have water damage, you have fire damage, whatever, mold damage, whatever types of damage you have, Midwest Restoration are the people that will come there. All you have to do is call 920-MIDWEST, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. These guys are constantly on call. They are constantly on call 24 hours a day because obviously issues don't happen on some kind of a schedule. They will be there. They'll be there so fast, you can't believe it. There are so many pipes that have burst over the last few weeks. It's incredible. The residual damage from that, if you have carpeting downstairs, I literally would never carpet a basement.
No.
I just wouldn't, after having seen the damage and the smell and the weight of trying to carry those things out.
The water, right?
The water.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, and what that can do. But these guys are there for you, ladies and gentlemen. Just a fantastic organization, really committed to the community, which we're trying to do. But they are just, they are the people you need. They are people that are there in your time of need. Once again, 920-MIDWEST, Midwest Restoration.
All right, so we have talked at length about how great the community of Green Bay is and that U.S. News and World Reports, like, look, this is the best place to live in the United States. Our next guest has been, man, I was looking at your schedule, Jeff. I can't believe all the cities you're going to in the next 3-4 months. But you have graced us in Green Bay. You are a comedian that you are funny. And I've had breakfast with you, and you are going to be performing February 3rd at the Cup of Joy, which you've been there before. And nice, clean, family, fun show. Welcome to Mino and the Mayor.
Hi, Jeff.
Thanks for having me, man. All that talk about flooded basements, we're in the middle of that right now. We went over to Europe, came home, there were 3 inches of water in a basement.
Oh, my
really?
Lord.
Well, I don't think Midwest is down in Tennessee, but did you, that carpeting's a little heavy, isn't it?
No, we didn't have carpet. Oh, we had hardwood. So we decided to put laminate down because it's a lot cheaper than hardwood.
Yeah, so, that's exactly what I would do in a basement these days. I really would, because that hardwood's warped now. That's done, right?
Well, I finally talked my wife in, who owned, basically the whole house is hers. I never have a say in anything.
Yeah.
I said, look, if we're going to redo the basement, it was a basically a tornado room. We never went down there unless there were tornadoes coming. So.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to put a golf launch monitor in there. And finally, for the first time in my life, put my foot down and take over about 600 square feet.
Nice. There you go. Boy.
Love it.
You
love
show
it.
Her.
That's right.
You're the man after what, 30 years? It's about time,
37
man.
37
years. 37.
You yeah. got your little corner of the world.
That's right.
That's funny.
Nice.
That's right. That's
what well, I Jeff, tell us a little bit about what you're trying. Tell us, I didn't mean to interrupt. Tell go us a little ahead. Bit about what you bring to the show when you're coming to Green Bay.
What am I bringing? Laughter. Let's face it. We need to laugh. It's funny. I tell audiences laughter releases endorphins, which are the body's natural morphine. My goal is to have them leave stoned out of their gourds.
There you go.
That's right. Legally.
You can, friend, you can tell this guy's a friend of Todd's.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, what are people, what, there's so much going on, right? I mean, you got the NFL, you've got the political scene. I don't know. What are you talking about? What do people want to
hear
about?
What are their hot button items?
Well, I don't do politics. I you know, Tammy, I was funny during COVID. I was sitting down and I was writing some cultural stuff because I had things to say, you know. And Tammy walked by, my wife, she looks at what I'm writing, she goes, oh, stop it, nobody cares what you think. And it turns out she's right. You know, I was looking at my Facebook feed, which has a lot of followers, and she says, how many of those people have ever asked your opinion on anything? I said, well, since you brought it up, not a person. She goes, that should tell you everything you need to know. These people like you, and they don't care what you say.
Oh, that's beautiful. So love it, love it, love it.
Laugh.
Love it. Yeah. Do you, when you come to a town like Green Bay, do you try to tailor something for this town or in this crowd versus if you're in Minneapolis?
No, I you know, it's funny. Over all these years, you learn to try to develop material that kind of travels. You know, you have to. With an act like mine, I got to keep moving. You know, I can't stay in one place too long. People get upset. So, I have to, you know, your family, you know, I think Jeff Foxworthy told me years ago, he said, you know, the first time he went to a club, something had happened in his house, his wife or something, and then he shared it and they laughed and he said, gee, I wonder if it goes on in my house, if it goes on in other people's houses. So, probably one of the most, you know, compliments I get over the years right. has been, you must live in my house.
So, well, I would say this though, Jeff, in regards to, stand-up comedian, I can't think of anything scarier. I give you all the credit in the world to go up there. I mean, we can sit behind mics and sometimes we're funny, sometimes we're dumb, sometimes we stay super thing, sometimes we, but we're still hiding behind the mic, basically. Yeah, you are right there, man. You're 10 feet away from your people.
And they're live.
And they're
you're live.
Right
it's
there.
Not like, well, let's do it
exactly.
over.
Yeah. All the credit in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, when I started, I was bombing a lot, and I didn't know if I was a sadist or a masochist, but someone in that room was getting punished and enjoying it. It must have been
wow.
It must have been me. Now you learn. It's so funny. People have asked, you know, have you ever bombed? And I go, you're not a comic until you bomb.
Yeah.
And just like you're not a boxer till you get punched in the face. Mm-hmm. You call yourself a boxer, but the first time someone jacks your jaw, that's when you'll determine whether you want to go forward and continue, you know?
Yep. Career decisions come up fast when things like that
yes,
happen.
Yes, they do. When you humiliate yourself in front of a room full of people.
Yep.
Right.
We got a quick question here.
There's no place to hide.
Actually, we got a quick question. Who are some of your inspirations?
Well, Cosby. You know, I grew up, my father, it was interesting. My father used to go to Vegas and watch the comedians and he had Cosby albums, and Woody Allen had an album out back then, I remember. And then when I got into high school, Carlin, I loved Carlin, and I wanted to be Richard Pryor, and it was easy for me. You know, people didn't know it when I started. I was impersonating Richard Pryor, but as a white suburban kid, they didn't know that.
A little tough.
It didn't come off all that well. So, but, yeah, I just wanted to – I tell stories, and I always believe that, for me, the stuff that makes me laugh the hardest is the stuff that at least parallels the truth. You know, there's some kind of truth to it.
And you've written a few books, too.
Well, I just had one come out September, Are We There Yet? And that's kind of what the title of the tour is now, Are We There Yet?
Right.
It's doing well. I'm surprised. You know, it's a – for a borderline illiterate from the south side of Chicago, you know.
Now, did you, tell us, you've been here before, right? Isn't this, what, your third, fourth time?
Oh, a bunch.
A bunch, yeah.
A bunch, yeah. And one of my favorite rooms.
That's what I was going to ask you. I mean, you know Jan pretty well, and a Cup of Joy. Yeah. She's, what, I think this is her third venue, and they seem to treat the guests pretty well.
Oh, I love Jan. I love the whole crew. Matter of fact, I'm going to have breakfast with Mark, the sound guy, when yes. I land. It's almost like a family now. I really, really love coming there. I wish I didn't have to come in February.
Yeah.
No. You guys got some, some nice golf courses. As a matter of fact, I'm hitting Whistling Straits and Sand Hills in June on my birthday this year. That was kind of a bucket list thing.
So how'd you hook that up? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, a friend of mine from Chicago who I started comedy with 40 years ago called me and said, "Let's get together, man. It's been a while. It's been a while, like 40 years."
Yeah. Isn't that something?
It's been a while. Anyway, it's bucket list stuff.
Got another person who just texted, "We have tickets to see Jeff. We cannot wait."
That's great. And the the tickets, Jeff, and you know, thanks to you and obviously the Cup of Joy, but it actually is free. I mean, you can come to the show and, but for $25, and that money does go to the Cup or to you, and you can get a reserved seat. And, I mean, it's $25.
Just the way you put it. And it goes to the Cup or to you.
I'm not sure. You say that in the beginning.
It's either going to this really great charity, this wonderful organization, or to you.
Or you.
Or you.
Anyway, all I'm saying is it's $25 for a great, fun night out, and it's a reserved seat, or you can come for free. So, and I see that Jan this year is putting in carpools, so they'll pick people up and bring them down.
Oh, wow, that's great!
It is. So, I think maybe February. Not everybody likes to drive. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to having you here. So you stay away from politics, huh? With all the stuff going on.
Yeah, kind of sort. I make a couple cracks, It's kind of hard to completely ignore it, but, it was like, I remember one of the more recent ones I wrote. This was a while back. I remember my wife calls me into the kitchen, and she says, "You got to hear this." And then I hear Mitch McConnell talking, and then I'm making a sandwich, and then he stops talking, and we live in the country. Our Wi-Fi is awful. So all of a sudden, there's just stops talking, and I say, "Is it buffering?" She goes, "No, he's just staring at the camera." She says, I think he's stroking out. And I walked over and I looked at him and I said, "Oh my God, quit! Go home. You gotta quit." And then you watch Biden's falling down, McConnell's falling down. All of this, and I said, "These people need to go home." And I said, "This is what happens when you get your spine made in China. It just doesn't work well."
Oh, wow. Yeah, maybe lay off comedy, political sketches here.
I don't know.
I think you guys are so courageous, and I mentioned that just for the fact, but you do know that you're going to have literally, you're going to say something, and maybe 10 years ago it wasn't like this, maybe 15, 20 years ago, I don't know. But, we talk about it being so polarizing, where there's just almost like pure hatred if you're on the other side and you're making fun of that.
Absolutely. Even though it's a comedian. I don't even get it.
You got to stay away.
We have friends that are left of Castro, we get along just fine. But we're a different generation. They've raised two generations of kids to think that if you disagree with them, it's hate speech.
Yeah, that's what
it's
I mean.
Nonsense.
Jeff, what makes your job so much harder.
Jeff, I want John Mino, who is our co-host here, is a huge military guy. And you have a son who served in the military. And I just really want to thank you and thank him.
Absolutely.
You come from a great family.
101st Airborne.
Wow. Phenomenal. 101st.
Yeah.
The Puking Eagle, as they used to call it amongst themselves.
That's right.
Very good.
He was in Iraq for one tour.
Oh, my God.
Now he lives up in Montana.
God bless him.
Yes.
Jeff, look forward to seeing you when you're here, buddy.
February 3rd.
Cup of Joy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
brother.
We'll see you, Jeff.
Jeff Allen, Cup of Joy, right. February 3rd. You got to go see him. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it,
The Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Thursday morning, 7:20 on your FM dial. So, we're talking about Chris Gizzi again. He was let go by the Green Bay Packers. He was the gentleman. He was a Air Force Academy graduate, played football at the U.S. Air Force Academy. And he, still one of the most memorable nights. It was the Packers' first game after 9/11. They're playing the Washington Redskins, ironically, and at Lambeau Field on a Monday night. And we will never forget it when he came running out by himself, running out carrying the American flag, just sprinting out like you can't believe. It was the most awe-inspiring moment I've ever experienced at Lambeau Field.
Oh, yeah.
That was anybody great. There, text us if you were there that night, what you remember about that.
Yeah. And that was the first NFL game.
After 9/11.
Right.
Yeah. And it was, I remember, you know who I met before the game? She sang the national anthem. Reba McEntire. Mm. No, not Reba McEntire. Not Reba McEntire. Not Reba McEntire. It was, it's going to drive me crazy now. It's going to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
She's kind of little. She's saying, man. All right, this is embarrassing.
He took the energy that I don't even remember who sang.
Oh, I can't think of it.
Anyway.
All right, I'll think of it.
Did we win the game?
Big time country star. A little bit older now. She's not like the real young ones now. Just really cool. Always seems nice, cute.
All right, we'll figure it out. Todd.
Working on it.
There we go. All right. Going to those games, and again, I know we're going to move on from football one of these years, but just the flyovers, that emotion.
Yeah, absolutely. Love the flyovers.
Because TV doesn't always show that.
Oh, why?
And
I know.
They do it for the playoffs, which I think is great. It's you just can't buy it.
Why
that.
Not show the national anthem?
Right.
Come on. The NFL doesn't have it. You can't give up that 60-second slot.
Yeah.
Come on.
Sparky just texted in.
Yeah.
Martina McBride.
Oh,
that's right. All right.
Thank I can you, see you, Sparky.
Yep. I can see you. Yeah,
the same era, yes. Same whatever. Yep, Martina McBride. She was so nice. Got pictures taken with her and everything. And she even said, she's, wow, I'm kind of nervous. She said that. She said, this is such a big
that
night.
That was a big deal.
So I got to, bring it whatever I can. She was super nice, wonderful nice, and just a great game, great night.
So this guy's been, we talked about, the defensive coordinator 3 years. How long, this guy's been with us for a while.
He's been there a lot longer than Joe Barry.
No, I'm saying that game was 20 years ago.
Well, 2001, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's been, so it's a great career at the Packers, but it's just, with veterans,
I guess I'm trying to understand the reasoning behind it.
I know, right? I know. Huh. I know. I'm with you on that one, Todd. I really am.
If I'm close to winning, I don't make a hell of a lot of changes.
Well, and then the thing is, though, it's like for the last 10 years or whatever that he's been doing it, it's like everything seems great, right? Everything's, and now all of a sudden, somehow you lost your ability to show guys how to lift weights. Wow.
And was that an issue this year?
Not that I know of. But I've never heard anybody say it was. But again, it's like you've got your game plan, so to speak, your lesson plan. Here's what you do. And these guys is a little bit different. It's, it's tweaked towards whatever they need to do. But I don't know. I don't know if they're blaming him for Kristen Watson's pulled hamstring all the time or.
But there was a period of time.
Something like that.
There was a year where we had a lot of injuries.
Oh, yeah.
And that was okay, come on. What are we doing?
I remember
wrong?
That. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
But I was surprised when I read that because I just. Usually you hear rumblings about defense, special teams.
Right. So I don't know. I have no idea on that one. That one actually shocked me. That one really, really shocked me and surprised me because, again, it's like, really?
You know.
Yeah. But,
all right. Well, anyway, we've got this weekend. You're the Lions guy? Is that who you're taking?
I'm taking the points.
That's what it was.
I'm taking it because you owe me $40.
No. I got 10 back.
From all, well, Todd. Okay. Are you going to take, that was from our quick poll. People are just doing that to save you money.
Okay. Well, they saved me money. All 10 right. bucks. All right. No, it's, all right.
So you owe me
30.
$30.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I do a double or nothing?
No. Mm-mm.
10 bucks?
Nope.
20 bucks?
I got to stay away. This is not good for me. So no, right. I'm going to just,
wow.
No, I'm going to
I defeated
just,
him.
I'll give you the $30 and we'll move on to something new and right. more exciting.
No, you had to put it towards Spotted Cow that I says goodbye for Todd. Because right, Todd has been doing such an amazing job as our producer. You got to buy him
beer?
Spotted Cow.
That's my beer.
That's his beer.
At my daughter's.
You know, I went to watch the Badgers game the other night. Like I said, after that meeting.
Yes. So
I can't get it on my cable for some reason.
Right.
And I had a Spotted Cow. I was just really thirsty after. And it's like, that's a really refreshing beer.
It is. Beer. Yeah. It's not heavy.
No.
Have you been down and taken the tour and where it's all made?
I haven't.
Is that New Glarus?
Yes. And a fun, fun day. And it's all, you know, the Swedish down there. And you can buy different, what do they call those? Flats? Or
flights.
Flights, I mean.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
I'll taste a good beer and I'll forget what it is.
Right. And then
the worst beer I've ever had, I was at a place like that and actually in the area. And I told the girl, I said, my God, you've got 50 different beers. I'm just throwing a dart at them. I said, just why don't you go ahead and pick one? She says, oh, a lot of people really like this one. And I took two sips. It's like, this is the worst thing I've ever tasted. I go, what is it? And she goes, peanut butter and jelly flavored Pilsner.
Get out of here. Oh, that's God. Not said, beer.
No. Yeah. No. No, that Spotted Cow, they know what they're doing down there, and that's very popular, and they really have a pretty good marketing program, too, where you can't buy
no question.
It outside of the state.
That's like the old Coors thing.
Right. It's
can't
only
cross
Denver.
The Mississippi.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you know one thing, though? A lot of people, like I've got a good friend, Ted Stefaniak, and he does homebrew, and he gave me a couple this past, and it's like if that was on a flight, and you said, okay, some of these beers are, you know, $8 a glass, mm-hmm. you know, blah, 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 blah. You wouldn't have picked that one as like the wood. It was some of these home brewers these days. They're really good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they grown their own the hops and they really got it down to. I mean, this beer, these two Pilsners I had that he gave me were as good as any beer I would buy. And we're hoping to have somebody on. We're talking to a good friend of mine, Knob, who's trying to hook up for some friends of ours or his for the small business spotlight. That we'd
nice.
Like to do. And there are people that started up basically in their garage, and now they've got a brewery.
Well, and we can get the guy on here, too, that sells those homebrew kits. He would be interesting because that is a hobby. And
that's a popular thing.
And there's a little science behind that.
I would like to do it. But when I told Ted how I was planning on doing it, he said, I wouldn't say that. He said, nobody will want your beer.
Well,
so I said I was going to make it my bathtub.
Yeah, that would do it.
We got plenty of room here in the building, even in the back of the studio. By you
I
guys,
know,
we could
right?
set it up.
Absolutely,
but
let's do it.
It takes
would
time.
Would you buy beer from my bathtub or no?
No, okay, absolutely.
Okay,
not.
Even if it was distilled or whatever.
No,
it takes?
I wouldn't buy anything from your apartment.
Okay,
No, I saw your dustpan. Nope.
So isn't that something, Todd? That was a scam sort of thing, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre?
You thought you won $750.
I thought I won $750. Well, you know what? I actually feel better now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel a lot better because I thought, oh my God, I'm an idiot. I didn't check it out ahead of time. I would have won $750. But now that I realize it was a whatever, yeah.
Anyway,
yes. But boy, that car company, Patriot, they sent out a big disclaimer. This ain't us that's doing that.
This making beer, making wine, those are good hobbies. Making cans.
Great hobbies.
There's a lot of cool things we can do.
Making what?
Helps us get.
What was your last one?
I remember I told you that Shrink told me that I should make candles because he said, Remember, I went to him and I'm like,
no,
hey, look,
I don't remember you saying that.
I did too. I said that
you had this talk with Milton. I swear, John, did not talk to Todd.
He told me
your doctor wants you to make candles for therapy?
Yeah.
No.
He said because you're creative and you like giving stuff away. And he told me to.
But you're such a great cook. I mean, to me, that's your hobby, right?
But making something, I think, is you'd make a lot of things out of wood.
Go ahead. You're going to make candles?
No, I'm not.
Who knows how to make a candle? Dr.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, with sagging commodity prices projected for 2024, what's that doing to the value of Wisconsin's farmland? I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That was a part of the conversation this week during the annual Ag Outlook Forum on the UW-Madison campus. Dr. Paul Mitchell is the director of the Rank Agribusiness Institute, and he says land values are something that could definitely fluctuate this year.
Wisconsin saw a big jump in land values last year, 11.8% according to USDA. This is over a three-year trend. We've seen big jumps in land values. Wisconsin's land is up about 40% over those 3 years, so that's a big jump. And what's driving it is crop prices have been good, dairy's been relatively good, and a lot of farmers need land for silage production for the cattle and manure. And so they're just bidding. We had a lot of money coming in from the farm programs, from the various payments during the COVID time, the PPP loans and the CFAP payments. And then the land values are shooting up. So farmers had liquidity with high prices on things, and they had these government payments. So a lot of that was poured into buying up land to make sure they had good supply of forage for the cattle and a place to put their manure.
Dr. Paul Mitchell, he is the director of the Rank Agribusiness Institute, speaking this week at the UW Ag Outlook Forum. He said, as always in Wisconsin, the value of the land definitely dictated by competition for the land and also the quality of the land. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Thursday morning. Well, a little bit mixed so far. Numbers are next.
Innovation.
The end of harvest, snow cover fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Join the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke along with the Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2024 Corn Soy Expo. It's happening on February 1st and 2nd at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Pam will be broadcasting on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. with Compeer Financial, located in booth 409. She'll broadcast at 2 p.m. with the Wisconsin Soybean Board at booth 402. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
Barrel cheese on Wednesday dropped a quarter of a cent to 145¾. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged. AA butter gained 3¼ cents to 257¾ per pound. This morning, March corn's unchanged. December new crop down a penny at 481. March beans are up 2½. November new crop unchanged at 1208. July new crop wheat's up 3 at 629. And February Class 3 milk in Chicago's down a penny right now at 1557 a hundredweights. I'm PM Yankee.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/quality. That's harrys.com/quality. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. exclusive to Costco members.
It's going to be kind of a messy day today. Cloudy, foggy with some rain, maybe a little freezing rain, even a few snowflakes at times. Our high 35 this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, more of the same. Some rain, some snow, some freezing rain. Foggy down to 32. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy. People are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store, and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Once again, welcome back to Mind on the Mayor here on a Thursday morning segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. We're just talking about them a few minutes ago, but we just want to reinforce that up until the 31st, to book by January 31st, no interest up to 36 months. A free consultation. Those guys will come in. They'll be so professional. They'll be so thorough, and they will show you the places where you have issues with your windows or doors or the sealant, all those kinds of things. They're professionals. They're courteous. They are prompt. They are great people to deal with. Pella Windows and Doors. First thing you need to do, visit PellaWI.com. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply, but definitely if you feel like you have any issues with your house, give them a call and see what's going on.
So can I introduce this guy?
Oh, sure. So lots going on in our listening area. Something very cool is coming
up. It's a fun show talking about all the different things going on.
So this guy I met, I don't even know how long ago it was, but he has been in radio for a long, long time. And is actually doing a morning show in Fond du Lac as we speak.
Okay.
But his full-time job is in Green Lake, and he's with the Thrasher Opera House there. And Jason, what's your title at the Thrasher?
Marketing director. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Jason.
Welcome.
Yeah, marketing director.
This legends.
This, yeah, don't start with them.
Yeah.
This guy, not only in radio, very involved in the community. He was involved with Ripon for many, many years. But in Green Lake, great opera house with a long history, bringing great shows to these local communities. And Jason, we thought we'd have you on to talk about the opera house itself, talk about the events you got coming up. But also, I want to talk a little bit about our ghost investigation there.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We had certainly a fun time about that. Looking forward to that. But what do you want to know about the Opera House? Well, only the coolest place in the world.
Jason, I don't think a lot of us have been to Green Lake, like deepest lake in the state. But I was talking.
Don't you have a condo close to it?
No, not that close.
But you went to the Heidel House all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jason, we used to go to the Heidel House when we were kids, right?
Yeah.
My parents would drag us there. And you just re-renovated that whole place, right?
The Heidel House, yeah, actually went through a new renovation and opened up just a few years ago. And, you know, conveniently, all the people that usually play with us stay at the Heidel House,
right.
And they love it.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the good thing about it. But a beautiful resort in the middle of just a pristine area.
Awesome. So tell us about the Thrasher Opera House, right? You're on Mill Street. Give us a little bit of the history of it.
Yeah, so the building was originally built in 1910 by Charlie Thrasher. He wanted a place for the community to kind of get together and gather and enjoy music. It's been so many things. He started showing silent movies in there, then started doing some talking movies, but they were theater productions, basketball games, community organizations, groups, meetings, those kind of things. They were all in that building. Just a really nice place. Charlie, you know, passes away. The building kind of goes into disrepair for a little bit of time, becomes so many other things, sewing factory, boat storage, whatever you can think of when a building is open, right?
Right.
And then maybe 26, 27 years ago, a group of people said, hey, you know what? We don't want to tear this place down. It's historic. It's unbelievable. Acoustically, it's amazing. So they restored it, and we've been now in our 26th year since the restoration, and we do anywhere from 40 to 55 shows a year.
Nice. You got two big shows coming up. I was really enjoying reading about the comedian, but tell us more about this Harmonious Whale.
Yeah, Harmonious Whale is a group that's based out of Madison. They play gypsy jazz. So if you know Django Reinhardt or any of those kind of names that comes through, I see your faces. You're like, yeah, okay, we know them, right?
How about the Schmidt brothers back
in
19-
we're going to barbershop. But anyway, I'm with
you. But they play this really interesting jazz form. It's not like your typical jazz. It's got a little bit more funk to it, as I will say, right? So it's a gypsy jazz show, but they're bringing some friends in as well. Robin Nolan is a trio. He's a great guitar player from Amsterdam. Like when I say great guitar player from Amsterdam, George Harrison hired his band to play his house, right? Willie Nelson endorses him, right? Bill Wyman from the Rolling Stones says, yeah, this guy's legit. He's like the most talented guitar player you're ever going to run across. So he'll be a part of the show. And then Lila Duclos, who is a French singer on the rise as well, hangs with the gypsies all the time. So she's got this cool vibe to it. Think of Norah Jones. Think of that kind of vibe a little bit. And that's what's going on.
Do I lose my man card because I love listening to Norah Jones?
Oh, Norah Jones is the best. She's awesome, isn't she?
Take me away.
She's got a great duet album with Billy Joe from Green Day.
Really?
Never checked it out. Wow. Doing all Everly Brothers songs.
Oh my
god, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Jason,
you can't get him started because then we kind of lose. we lose the show.
Did you know that they were both Marines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody knows that.
Hey, I just got this text.
No, I didn't know that.
I live in Oshkosh and go to the Thrasher all the time. Always great shows and music.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Jason, that's...
I love the Green Lake area.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
That's a great area.
That's like my favorite part of the state.
This is top-tier entertainment. I'm impressed. I didn't know... You know, you don't mess around. I didn't know much about Harmonious Whale. So, wow. That will be fun. And that's only $25 to go.
Yep.
What is that? Is that the 26th?
Yeah, that's coming up tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
And then we have a great comedian coming in on Saturday, Johnny Beaner from the Madison area. He's been on tour around the world for a couple decades, you know, been on a bunch of shows.
Right.
Funny dude. Clean show, right? Sometimes people are like, hey, you know, maybe we don't want to hear the F word all the time. So, you know, Johnny's got a really good clean show and looking forward to having him coming in on Saturday.
Fantastic.
How do you get these guys... Yeah, nothing against Green Lake, but wow. You work in that? Are you in a network or friends of yours?
Sure. Great question. Let me tell you about the huge staff that we have at the Thrasher Opera House. We have four, right? We have our executive director, our development director, Katie. Rachel is our executive director. Kayla, our box office director and events manager, and myself. And Rachel handles all the bookings, right? She's our executive director. But we work with a lot of talent agencies throughout the country. Right. We go to booking conferences. We were in Nashville this past October. We go to Folk Alliance in Kansas City coming up here in a few weeks. Right. So we have a really good network of people that we have worked with for a long time. And I think the thing that sells Green Lake is the experience that they have when they're here. This is a 200 seat venue. Right. This is not a huge place, but it has some of the best acoustics you will ever hear in your life. People pay millions of dollars to do acoustic exams on locations, and we've got this figured out by some guy who built it in 1910. So we bring these artisans. They have a great experience. We treat them really well. The audiences are always fantastic, and we keep it affordable, too.
Yeah, you know, kudos to you and your city for not tearing that down. Because they don't build things like they did back in 1910. And yeah,
I agree. That's awesome, man. That you guys still do it.
Right. That you preserve that.
Got a couple more texts here, Jim. Jig Jam, Irish guys playing bluegrass. Saw them last spring. Really, really fun band. I got another one here. Many years back, saw Poco at Thrasher. Awesome show.
Poco, isn't that Rosa Cimarron? Is that Poco?
Yeah, that is
Look
Poco.
Look at you,
right?
Jim. Wow.
Where did you pull that out?
Jason's my man. So
were they also me and you and a dog named Boo?
No.
Who's that?
Dog.
If you're
Boo.
A Poco fan, you may want to just keep in front of us here.
Okay.
In the next few weeks. But we've had a lot of really great performers. Max Weinberg, drummer for Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, wow.
He's come here a few times. He brings a band. He does a play. You shout the song, they'll play it with the band.
No
right?
kidding.
It's
That's fantastic.
Kind of a cool thing.
All right.
He's been there a few times. Jimmy Webb, you know, he wrote every song in the world for Glenn Campbell. He's been there, right? So it's really a lineage of cool people.
Who's the guy that made you buy a bunch of fake plants for the stage?
Roger McGuinn. You remember Roger from the Birds? Turn.
Yep.
Right? Yep. So Roger came on in, and part of his rider says, hey, we got to have fake plants on the stage. So we were, it was a big deal. And we were, you know, scouring Facebook free ads to find some fake plants.
There you go. So, hey, how do we, website? I mean, I have a few more questions for you, but just give us how we can keep track of you.
Absolutely. So you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Thrasher Opera House. You can always visit us at thrasheroperahouse.com. You know, on the socials as much as we need to be. And you can always call us too. That's the cool thing about our ticketing process. You can actually call us still and talk to somebody, and we will do a ticket order for you. And we don't have a ton of really exponential fees that go with it either, right? So we keep everything really down and affordable. And so many great shows. Everything from Irish music to Cajun music to Scottish pop and rock to jig jam with the Irish bluegrass stuff. It's really rad. A lot of cool stuff.
That sounds awesome. That'd be fun to follow, get on the Thrasher. What is it? What's the website again? Thrasher?
Yeah, ThrasherOperaHouse.com.
All right, I will take
Not affiliated with the skateboard magazine Thrasher at all. We get that question a
lot. Yeah, all right. I was just about to ask that question. Where do people stay if they come down there? If like somebody from Green Bay wants to come down and the weather's not great, where do you stay?
Yeah, there's a lot of really great places on the lake and around the area. Of course, Heidel House partners with us a lot, but a couple other venues as well. Bayview Motel, Green Lake Inn and Suites.
Oh.
There's a lot of rooms available, especially in the winter months, right? Is people come down a little bit. Plus, there's a lot of really great silent sport activities, snowshoeing, ice fishing, those kind of things all can be done. And then you can catch a show at night, too.
Sounds like fun.
Jason, what a nice weekend to get away.
Absolutely. Man. Tell us about that mail call thing. Because didn't they, like, during the shows way back, they would, like, do an intermission, people would walk across the street to grab their mail?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we were doing movies back in the old days, right, it was kind of a convention place where people would come in on a weekly basis, and they would be running a movie in there, and then they'd purposely put an intermission in because the post office was right across the street. So they'd build in an intermission, and everybody would go across the street to get their mail, right, and then they'd all come back on in, and then the movie would start back up. So it was kind of a neat little thing.
Nice. And there, of course, there's some spirits. This can't be an opera house without some spirits.
Right. Now we're to get to that. Yes. Tell us about Todd's interest in, huge interest in haunted, but every opera house has some kind of story.
History.
We are not unique in that we are as well. You know, there is always something that is unexplainable that goes on in the opera house. We just refer to it affectionately as Charlie, who is the guy that built the building. And there are some unexplained circumstances that happened, and nothing that I've really personally experienced that has been, you know, frightful or anything like that. That's, you know, not good for the soul, but there's a definite vibe when you come from a gallery, which is a different building. When you get into the opera house, the vibe changes a little bit. You feel just a little bit different when you hit that. And it's been fun, but again, nothing malicious or anything like that.
So Charlie would be on the friendly ghost side.
Oh, very friendly. There similar to Casper.
All right.
I still think it'd be kind of cool to be in an opera house like that, just late at night, everything locked up, and just kind of wander around.
Mm. Well, we actually did that this past fall.
This past October, actually. So we spent a couple hours there, and it was pretty fun.
I think that's cool.
We actually think, what, was it your mother or your mother's mother that may have come through?
Yeah, my grandmother. Yeah, we may have had a situation like that had come through, yeah.
Communicating with us with the equipment, and she had a background with another theater in Fond du Lac where she played the piano during silent movies, right?
Well, yeah, my great grandfather did, yeah. So there's some connection in there as well. So it was a nice little tie-in.
Did you ever find any really cool old stuff like behind a wall or something?
Oh, yes, we have. When they were doing the renovation, they pulled a piece of wood up from the stage. And everybody who was in the last performance there, which was called You Can't Take It With You, signed the board. Right. And we didn't know anything about this. And then they were able to pull this board out and found it. And then we were like, man, we got to save this. This is pretty cool. So it's been preserved and it's been framed. And there's just a lot of different things. We have pretty neat pictures on our website of just the renovation that went through there in the last, you know, in the beginning part of the early 90s with it.
Outstanding. I love stuff like this. Jason Mansmith, as Jim said, thank you for keeping a great old historic building, not only keeping it alive, but having it thrive. The Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake.
Spend your weekend down there. Great entertainment, really great pricing as well. And yeah, you got a great community down there. Thanks for what you're doing, Jason.
Love that part of the state.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And we can't do it all without the tremendous support of our volunteers and helpers and everything like that. So big kudos to them, too.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Take care. Well, a little Norah Jones. Now, this is a singer, Jim. Norah Jones is a singer.
Did she hiccup?
She had a hiccup?
Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/quality. That's harrys.com/quality. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. Exclusive to Costco members.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand. Catching teardrops in
Welcome
my
back.
Head.
Mine on the Mirror. Thursday morning. Foggy, mild day in downtown Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh. And little Norah Jones getting us going here on this Thursday morning.
Good morning,
beautiful
everybody.
Beautiful music with Mind on the Mirror. Did you ever do one of those stations, Todd?
Yep.
Did you use that voice?
Well, you had to be very subdued.
Absolutely.
Right? You couldn't sound like you were having fun. Like
no.
Every other job I've ever had in radio.
Bring it.
You got to play the game, right? But I've been at stations, I think two of them. The first station I worked at was a soft AC.
Right.
So we played Captain and Tennille.
We had, over at Midwest, we had the most perfect guy for that. I can't remember the name of the station. It was that kind of music. Andy.
Yep.
He had just that melodic voice.
Yep.
Yeah, and coming up next, he was just perfect for that. So, I mean, certain guys and women have that sound.
Partly cloudy today. We'll see a high around 46.
And the women would sound kind of sultry, a little bit sultry.
Yeah, and then you'd meet us, and we'd be dirtbags. Right?
You don't look like I thought you would.
Yeah. In fact, speaking of my first station, that's where Jason was working in Ripon. That's how I met him at the station in Ripon.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking of you this morning, Mino, because you're so good. Like, I played Melanie this morning, and you knew the year, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever... Were you ever a DJ on the radio?
No, never.
No.
Never was.
And you know all that stuff. That's
never
what blows
was.
My mind.
I took the WJPD class for radio broadcasting when I was a senior in high school. WJPD was a little radio station up in Ishpeming, Michigan. And just to learn the basics of it. And I, honest to God, Todd, I thought it was too hard. And what I mean by that is it was bad. One of the things we had to do was do this, do like an interview and put together kind of like a news story.
Yeah.
And it was the old, like real, where you'd have to take a razor blade and try to time it and cut that and take literally a little piece of tape. And then you're saying, and then the mayor said, blah, blah, blah. And you'd have to literally take tape and try to make that sound good and do it in a hurry at times. That was a skill.
Yeah.
To be a DJ back in that day took amazing dexterity and be able to work under pressure. Like, I thought it was a really hard job.
It was a workout. The first station I worked at, you had to pull your own commercials. So you get your log out, you go run and grab those and stack them up. Then you had to make sure you had all your 45s ready to go, right? Or the tape, like you said. But then you were running back and forth between the production room to grab the CBS News feed or Charles Osgood or something. So you were, I mean, literally... You would be sweating.
I know.
Yeah.
I thought there were way too many opportunities for me to really screw up terribly live on the air. And that is no lie. I thought it was beyond what I could do.
But you, through osmosis, though, you
Well, the
you
business
know,
changed then.
Well, no, but what I'm saying, Johnny, is you know your music. Like, that's why Todd asked
I don't know.
You. From being around it, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
you know, that's why Todd said, were you a DJ? And I thought you would have said, yeah, for a short period of time, but you weren't.
Never
you
was. Just... I always wanted to. We got to do a one segment thing for like our final project. We got to play three songs. And
I bet they were all women.
No, they were all
your red, songs.
They're all like redneck. It was
It was
a country station up north, so it was kind of it was all country type things. Three country songs. I have no idea what they were now when I think about it.
I can guess one of them.
What?
That trucker thing. You say that all
No, it wasn't. You know what? That would have come out the next year.
Oh, I see you. That wasn't even okay.
I'll tell you exactly.
You were a kid.
Wow. I will tell you exactly when it was because I can remember the number one song we're having the thing, Midnight Blue.
Yeah.
Midnight Blue. Remember that? That was like the number one song. The number two song, Todd, was Mississippi.
This is what, 79, 80, 81?
1975.
Oh, five. Hmm.
1975. Yes. I go way back, Jim.
You do, John.
I go back. Yeah,
Are you talking about the Melissa Manchester song?
Yeah.
Midnight Blue?
Yes. It should be April of 75.
Let me look her up.
See, okay. That... When you come up with stuff like that, that makes me think you were a DJ.
Boy, you were right on, man.
Right?
Really?
Right on.
You are a lot.
All right.
Yeah, I don't like the song, but...
I do. I think it's a good song.
How do you not
song?
Like this song?
I don't know, okay,
Oh, my God. I can
it.
See
my
you.
Favorite. It's and my your, favorite.
What would you have, a Pinto?
A Pinto.
Neshota Beach, Friday night.
I had a Dodge.
I could see it.
I had a Dodge Super B. I did not drive a Pinto.
I can see you parked at Neshota Beach in Two Rivers. This song playing on the radio.
It had bucket seats.
Yeah, well, whatever. I can still see it. You're there where you had to go through the RQRSTU. You found a W on your list of girls to take to the prom. You worked your way through the alphabet. Probably found Wanda.
They're still picking on me about the alphabet. Page
Wanda
two.
Skablonski.
Page two. Yes.
Yes. All right.
And anyway, you're right. This is a... This would be, you're right.
The other song was Mississippi Moon, won't you keep on riding? Mississippi Moon, won't you keep on riding? Yes. What was that song, Tom? You know that one. Mississippi Moon, won't you keep on riding? Mississippi Moon.
Oh, Blackwater?
Yes. Go Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Oh, all right. I know
that
song.
Mississippi Moon,
won't
you keep on riding?
Yes. Yes, that, okay.
Yeah.
John, I'm impressed.
That was a good era for music.
Yes.
Everybody, I think a lot of people out there, though, can tell you, they'd hear a song, and they'd say, oh, I could tell you exactly when that was. It just etches into your mind.
I don't know that I could do years. I could, time frame in my life. I was living here. I went to school there. I could not pull the years out like you do.
I can remember one of the first times, I told you, the first time I ever went to make out with a woman. And
yeah, I know. Our listeners, we got a lot of,
Maggie May. It's Maggie May.
Right, Maggie May.
My nose is
not. I know.
Yeah. Okay.
There's actually a promo that runs that tells that. Yeah,
Oh, no. Okay.
I
didn't make it. Come on.
Came down from corporate.
What?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I just think music is the number one thing that just harkens back. You can so visualize where you were. When you heard something, it just brings you back to an era.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. Oh, absolutely. Music is, that's the beauty of music, is it puts you back in a place. And even when you were talking about Neshota Park in my Dodge Super B, I can feel that.
I know you can.
And that music was on.
That's what I mean.
But I still had bucket seats.
Oh, so what? Okay. Can I just say one thing?
But I wouldn't have put snot on her either.
You had a whole bleeping beach.
True.
Come on, Jim.
It wasn't like...
Wow. I guess all those things I heard about the Two River Boys aren't true anymore. Hmm? You let down the reputation of the Two Rivers Boys. Of course, you're a Catholic boy.
We were good. Right. We were good boys.
Good boys. Got a text in that says, the man who has a dog named Milton is offended that someone suggests he drove a Pinto.
That's funny. All right.
Ring that person up.
That's funny.
Ring that person up. Yeah. We don't ring up just anybody, but that person gets rung up. Oh, my goodness. We're out of time. We got two folks. First person to text us, we got two tickets for you for the UWGB game. Two tickets, UWGB game. Text us.
$18 each. Two tickets.
You get them free.
It's tonight's game. It's at 6 p.m. They play Oakland. That's going to be a
great game. Oakland's always tough.
Yep.
We got two tickets. First person that wants them, text Todd. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Mino and the Mayor, thank you so much for being here. See ya.
Right.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.